Okay. Well, let's get started. I think you guys already heard from a number of folks involved in the design implementations of distributed databases, and I am going to talk to you about whether you actually even need those distributed databases on the first place, right? Or ifs and buts, which come to us. But let me first maybe define what do I mean by the distributed databases, right? I think what if you look at the database landscape right now, right, we can clearly see those two different database categories. There are some databases which have been originally designed for a single node, you know, MySQL, Postgres, right? And then there's a different generation of databases which are designed to be distributed databases from the ground up, right? And a lot of databases which are designed for cloud-native age, they are typically distributed databases. Now, what is the key difference in the approach of a high availability and scalability? Now, if you have something like a single node database, like MySQL, well, if you need high availability, you have replication, right? You can scale that, you know, by using the bigger boxes, maybe read-write splitting, but that is essentially what you have high availability through having complete copies of data, and then you execute the query on a single node. And that's kind of relatively simple problem. Now, distributed databases is when we also have a lot of nodes, but typically we have only partially copies of data, because data can be much, much larger than fits in a single node. And then also you will have a distributed execution. That means when you distribute a query, it's going to touch many nodes one way or around. Now, if you really look at the high end, of course, no single node can run a Facebook, right? I mean, it's just, you know, too freaking big. Lots of data, lots of queries. So if you look at that,